All right, let's get started. So this morning, what I wanted to cover, the title is What You Need to Know and Where You Need to Go. What You Need to Know and Where You Need to Go. Our verse is John 16:13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into all truth. So before Jesus ascended to heaven, he promised his followers he'd send a helper, the Holy Spirit. This helper would always stay with God's people, and that includes you and me. So the Holy Spirit fulfills many roles, including telling you what you need to know and revealing where you need to go. The Holy Spirit teaches you a lot of the big things that you need to know in life, like letting you know what's true and what's not. Man, do we need that today, huh? He also gives you insight moment by moment. As you learn to let the Spirit lead you, he tells you what you need to know just as you need it. You know, have you ever read a Bible verse one morning and then a few hours later recalled that verse at a moment when you really needed it? That was the Holy Spirit. So John 16:13 again says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into all truth. Sometimes God does this for your benefit, but sometimes he does it for someone else's benefit. God lets you share the truth he's shown you. I know that's happened to me before. You know, I'm thinking like, God, why did you lead me here? And then the opportunity lays itself out. It's like, you knew exactly why you wanted me to be here. God's Spirit will also help you get where you need to go. You know, has God ever put a dream in your heart that you could never achieve on your own? If you let the Holy Spirit guide you, you will go places you've never imagined. You know, have you ever thought about, well, I'm going to do this, and then something says, you know what, that's probably not what's best for you. Maybe you shouldn't do that. Have you ever wondered what that's the Holy Spirit guiding you. That's the Holy Spirit saying, listen, I know what's best for you. Do not do that. Please don't do that. The Bible is full of examples of people who has followed the Holy Spirit's guidance. In Luke 2:27, the Spirit led Simon to the temple. When he arrived at the temple that day, he had the highest privilege. He dedicated the baby Jesus to God. In the book of Acts, we encounter the story of another person who obeyed the Holy Spirit, a man named Philip. He was walking down a dusty road one day when an Ethiopian leader rode by in a chariot. The Spirit said to Philip, go over and join this chariot. So Philip obeyed and found the man reading in the book of Isaiah about the Messiah. Philip told him that the Messiah had come. The man immediately asked to be baptized, and he took Christianity with him back to Ethiopia. You know, to this day, Ethiopia is one of the only Christian countries in Africa. If you ever meet anybody from Ethiopia, always ask them, are you a Christian? And I've not met one person from Ethiopia that has told me that they weren't a Christian. So just think about that. Philip obeyed the Holy Spirit and went over and talked to that Ethiopian, and he took Christianity back to Ethiopia. And over 2,000 years later, that country is still a Christian country. Philip listened to the Holy Spirit's nudge. And when you listen to God's Spirit, he'll let you in on his work too. If he had not listened, if both of them had not listened, they would have missed what God was calling them to do. And if you don't listen to God, you will also miss things. When you listen and follow the Holy Spirit's direction, you find your faith increasing because you'll consistently see God at work in your life. You'll learn how you can count on him to tell you what you need to know and show you where you need to go. Also, God really put on my heart, I just feel like I've been reading a lot in Jeremiah about how God was so upset with the Israeli people, with the Jewish people, that he turned from them. He was so upset with how they were living their lives that he turned from them. You know, our country has always had God's blessing. You know, he's always protected this country. And I just feel that he is turning away from us because of how our country is conducting itself. So in our prayer today, I want to pray for our country and just pray that we can get refocused on God and that God will turn his favor fully back on America. Let's pray. God, we come to you this morning, God, and pray that we will follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, God, that you put in us and around us to guide us and lead us and help us to live in a way that you want us to live, and in a way that makes you proud, and God, brings you all the glory. God, I pray that we'll listen to that Holy Spirit. God, just guide us, lead us. I pray for everybody on this call today, God. I pray for your safety and your guidance in all we do. God, I pray your favor on our country. God, I pray that you can heal our land. God, that you can bring us back to you. God, we were founded on Christian, Judeo-Christian beliefs. And God, I just pray that, you know, that we can, as a country, get refocused on you, God, and that we will feel your favor, and that, God, you'll continue to put a poor favor out on our land, God, and you will heal our land. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for your love and guidance. We come to you in the name of Jesus this morning. Amen. Everybody have a great day.